Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Ashley Benefield, known as the Black Swan murder trial that wrapped up several months ago, the sentencing just this last week, and the sentencing comes down to 20 years in prison for first-degree manslaughter as Ashley Benefield was convicted of murdering Doug Benefield during a domestic altercation in 2020. This has been a very confusing case with lots and lots of layers, and then some more layers even after that. And really two individuals, I think, at the end of the day, who are not healthy and not healthy enough to be in a relationship with one another. And you got the chaos at the end of the day of what we've seen here. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. I remember I was going back and forth on this during the trial of, did I believe her? Did I not believe her? And I don't think it's even necessarily a matter of belief. I think it's a matter of what she did when and her intentions at those specific moments. Because I think there probably is, deep down, she has a good intention. She's looking out for her daughter. But I think it goes through selfish filters and to a way to such an extreme that someone ended up ending their life. What's your take on a 20-year sentence for everything that she's been convicted of participating in?
You know, based upon, this is one trial, fortunately, that was televised. I watched every moment of it. I took copious notes. I listened to the professionals. I would have not voted to convict her. I mean, I do think it was self-defense. Not everybody agrees with me, which is fine. But I think Doug fit the classic profile of an abuser, and that carries a lot of weight. His 30 years older than her. I mean, who wants someone 30 years younger than them? That's a bit off right there. He had the money. It was a 13-day courtship. And multiple witnesses said he was obsessed with her and pathologically jealous. He put the tracker on her car, peeped in her windows. And then we had a series of really kind of scary, threatening violence texts that were bizarre. A clinician that worked with both of them said that he was a stereotypical alpha male. That's a classic abuser. He was invested in power and control. And then with his ex-wife, there was a history of yeah. battering with her. So, and then combine that with Ashley's testimony, which was really dramatic. And, mm-hmm. you know, can people fake drama? Sure, sometimes. But I found her very credible. And just based upon my years of work with battered women and abusers, I would have voted to acquit her, you know?
What about the no tears? Because that was a big thing on the stand. It was a big thing. There's just recently a Dateline that was put together on this story after the trial, talking to all the attorneys. And that was a big point that was brought up by the prosecution attorneys. Where the lights were down and they were asking Ashley questions. I believe there was some stuff up on the screen. And she was talking with what sounded like through tears. And then out of nowhere, the prosecution said, turn the lights up. Turn the lights up. There's no tears at all on her. I know that that's something that gets thrown out there a lot. And like, oh, gotcha. Is that really a thing, though? I mean, tell me about that.
Yeah, I don't really give credence to this idea that there have to be visible tears when mm-hmm. somebody's upset or crying. I don't know where that comes from. Mm-hmm. And then I start to analyze, let me think the times I've cried, do I always have tears? Yeah. I'm not even sure about that.
Sure.
So I don't think on that alone, I would say that there's no credibility with what she's saying.
The thing that gets me about this case, and this is where my hang up on Ashley comes from, is earlier on, during the custody disputes, her actions, the things she was saying to officers, to parole officers and things of that nature, and officers of the court, screaming that arrest him now. And there really was no reason to arrest him in that setting. And it'll make him look really bad in front of the court. These are what she's saying to an officer. Like, I can't just go and arrest him in front of the court. That's not... And then I'll do anything for my kid. Really hysterics, the way that she was acting. Not in a place of control, not in a place of anything healthy. That sort of behavior is what spooks me. I guess as a man, if I were to be in a situation of your partner, they have your child, and they want you to have no custody, nothing to do with them whatsoever, but they don't really have anything to go on. They have nothing to stop you from having that custody. So they're going to start making things up or just saying really, really horrible things about you in public, which is really kind of what was going on initially in these custody hearings. And the judge there said there isn't one scintilla of truth. So I believe what you're saying, Ashley. I think you're making all this up because there's no evidence backing any of it up. That to me really made me think, this is someone who's very slippery. This is someone who will say, do whatever she needs to do for what she thinks is the right thing and you know, the justice thing to do here.
It's complicated. And yeah. custody battles bring out the worst in people. It's not uncommon to see people get hysterical on both sides.
Yeah.
Men and women get hysterical
sure.
because we have such intense feelings about our kids. But the other thing that comes to mind is judges often get domestic violence cases wrong
yeah.
because there's not enough objective evidence.
True.
And so many women are murdered yeah. by spouses when they're either getting a divorce and trying to get away or get custody of the kids or whatever. And their perception, the woman's perception, is that the kids are in danger from this person too. So you get these kind of big reactions. And many times restraining orders are denied and women are killed.
Yeah.
And so I think in the context of what does it feel like to be in that situation, the big emotions make sense and people do get hysterical. And what she had said was that I believe the abuse was happening within 3 months after the marriage, but it's not documented. I mean, it's covert. It happens behind closed doors. And so I think it puts the judges in a difficult position. And yes, sometimes people lie, people exaggerate. And then the other place I go, she was, what, 23 years old, you know? So a person who's not necessarily mature, not thinking it through, and just having big emotional reactions. I don't know that I would buy it was all calculated. Could some of it have been exaggerated? Sure. But it's a messy case with a lot of gray area. Very hard to know.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or lowes.com for more details and qualifying items.